Test 5, Part 4. Now turn to Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear 5 short extracts in which experienced sociologists discuss the following statement. TV is harmful. Look at Task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H, the reason why television is considered harmful to your health by the 5 speakers. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H, what each speaker expresses about the role of television. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
One of those things that we've all grown up with is television, or as most people call it, TV. You see, television gives us access to so much more information out there in the world, such as news, and a great look at what is going on in other places. Television also allows us to have several forms of entertainment, such as sports, music videos, and sitcoms. If you honestly think about it, it's really hard to picture life without television. We have all become accustomed to its availability. The biggest thing on television surely has to be entertainment. Think about all the times that adults come home from work or kids come in from school and we plop right down on the couch and turn it on. Watching TV before dozing off is far and away the most common pre-sleep activity, according to a 2009 study reported in The Telegraph. The researchers said that the practice is one of the major causes of sleep deprivation, a condition that plagues 1 in 3 people and is linked to increased risk of obesity, heart disease, and depression.
Speaker 2.
Television has had a big impact in mass communication over the decades. It has brought many things to many different people. A better way of life, laughter, joy, pain and education. So many different things to every viewer who has had the chance of experiencing watching television. As far as communication, television is one of the prime factors in today's society. So far, television has replaced all other mass media productions. Television started coming to life around the late 1920s, when the film industry was working on ways to add picture to sound. In the 1950s, the introduction of colour television took place, and people also got to see the early networks rise to a very big importance to the programming network. The 1950s was the golden age of television, when the variety show format marked the return of the entertainment style. During the 2007 TV writers' strike, when scripted series went off air for several months, some college students reported feeling real distress over the loss of new episodes of The Office and Grey's Anatomy. The anguish is comparable to the trauma of a romantic breakup, as many people watch TV for companionship, and bad breakups can lead to depression.
Speaker 3.
Television has had many effects on my life. It also had an effect on the life of the man who invented television. After losing his parents, Philo Farnsworth, the inventor of the television in 1927, sank into depression. Farnsworth did not allow television in his home. He believed there to be nothing on it worthwhile. Since its invention 75 years ago, television programming had undergone major changes with negative effects. One of the biggest effects television has had has been my relationship with my father. Some of my earliest memories of my childhood are of my father coming home from work and sitting in his recliner in front of the television. Often, he would not leave the chair until it was time for bed. While you could get his attention by stepping in the way of the television, you could not speak to him while the TV was on. Every sound not coming from the television set fell on deaf ears. I feel I have missed out on a small part of life and wonder what might have been without television. Watching television in excess can lead you to withdraw from everyone and everything around you.
Speaker 4.
Recent studies show that North Americans have more televisions than bathrooms in their homes. Television is a part of everyone's life. If you don't watch it, you are surrounded by those who do. Due to this large audience, this form of media can help shape societal development. While enjoying their favorite television shows, people unknowingly absorb the political, social, and economic messages that are assumed in the program. However, television shows a small, distorted view of reality, which can damage people's views of the real world. And this can influence how people think and behave. Now, however mass media allows millions of people to share a variety of identical experiences, through television we can observe how successful people behave, and we assume that this is the proper way to behave in the real world. People on television are often stereotyped and falsely depicted. While educational programs can make older preschoolers smarter, that screen might just be doing the opposite for kids under age 2. The first 2 years of a child's life are a critical time in brain development, and TV time takes away from play, exploring, and other activities essential to normal growth. Too much TV in infancy is linked to slow language, cognitive, and attention development.
Speaker 5.
Today, there are many problems that are destroying society. For example, television shows promote harmful habits, drinking and violence prevent involvement in more productive activities and create a rift between people. Another important problem is the model of woman presented as perfect in TV shows. From Ally McBeal to America's Next Top Model, television has traditionally spotlighted a female body type that is unattainable for most women. But research shows that may not just be bad for a woman's self-esteem, it could be bad for her health. Constant exposure to thin women, such as on TV, permanently alters brain function and increases the likeliness that a viewer will develop eating disorders.
Now you will hear part 4 again. Speaker 1.
One of those things that we've all grown up with is television, or as most people call it, TV. You see, television gives us access to so much more information out there in the world, such as news, and a great look at what is going on in other places. Television also allows us to have several forms of entertainment, such as sports, music videos, and sitcoms. If you honestly think about it, it's really hard to picture life without television. We have all become accustomed to its availability. The biggest thing on television surely has to be entertainment. Think about all the times that adults come home from work or kids come in from school and we plop right down on the couch and turn it on. Watching TV before dozing off is far and away the most common pre-sleep activity, according to a 2009 study reported in The Telegraph. The researchers said that the practice is one of the major causes of sleep deprivation, a condition that plagues 1 in 3 people and is linked to increased risk of obesity, heart disease, and depression.
Speaker 2.
Television has had a big impact in mass communication over the decades. It has brought many things to many different people. A better way of life, laughter, joy, pain and education. So many different things to every viewer who has had the chance of experiencing watching television. As far as communication, television is one of the prime factors in today's society. So far, television has replaced all other mass media productions. Television started coming to life around the late 1920s, when the film industry was working on ways to add picture to sound. In the 1950s, the introduction of colour television took place, and people also got to see the early networks rise to a very big importance to the programming network. The 1950s was the golden age of television, when the variety show format marked the return of the entertainment style. During the 2007 TV writers' strike, when scripted series went off air for several months, some college students reported feeling real distress over the loss of new episodes of The Office and Grey's Anatomy. The anguish is comparable to the trauma of a romantic breakup, as many people watch TV for companionship, and bad breakups can lead to depression.
Speaker 3.
Television has had many effects on my life. It also had an effect on the life of the man who invented television. After losing his parents, Philo Farnsworth, the inventor of the television in 1927, sank into depression. Farnsworth did not allow television in his home. He believed there to be nothing on it worthwhile. Since its invention 75 years ago, television programming had undergone major changes with negative effects. One of the biggest effects television has had has been my relationship with my father. Some of my earliest memories of my childhood are of my father coming home from work and sitting in his recliner in front of the television. Often, he would not leave the chair until it was time for bed. While you could get his attention by stepping in the way of the television, you could not speak to him while the TV was on. Every sound not coming from the television set fell on deaf ears. I feel I have missed out on a small part of life and wonder what might have been without television. Watching television in excess can lead you to withdraw from everyone and everything around you.
Speaker 4.
Recent studies show that North Americans have more televisions than bathrooms in their homes. Television is a part of everyone's life. If you don't watch it, you are surrounded by those who do. Due to this large audience, this form of media can help shape societal development. While enjoying their favorite television shows, people unknowingly absorb the political, social, and economic messages that are assumed in the program. However, television shows a small, distorted view of reality, which can damage people's views of the real world. And this can influence how people think and behave. Now, however mass media allows millions of people to share a variety of identical experiences, through television we can observe how successful people behave, and we assume that this is the proper way to behave in the real world. People on television are often stereotyped and falsely depicted. While educational programs can make older preschoolers smarter, that screen might just be doing the opposite for kids under age 2. The first 2 years of a child's life are a critical time in brain development, and TV time takes away from play, exploring, and other activities essential to normal growth. Too much TV in infancy is linked to slow language, cognitive, and attention development.
Speaker 5.
Today, there are many problems that are destroying society. For example, television shows promote harmful habits, drinking and violence prevent involvement in more productive activities and create a rift between people. Another important problem is the model of woman presented as perfect in TV shows. From Ally McBeal to America's Next Top Model, television has traditionally spotlighted a female body type that is unattainable for most women. But research shows that may not just be bad for a woman's self-esteem, it could be bad for her health. Constant exposure to thin women, such as on TV, permanently alters brain function and increases the likeliness that a viewer will develop eating disorders.
That's the end of part 4. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I will remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. You have one more minute left. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.